I'm so tired, Jim. They want me to be strong when I ain't got no strength left. You see, I nursed Ethel and I watched her die in my arms. And I buried my husband and my grandson. And I doubt I'll ever see at my Nick again. But what I'm saying is, I don't think I've got it in me. Not anymore. I'm better on my own, where I've always been.
That's your audition piece.
Isn't it a bit intense for Cinderella?
No, I think it's very brave.
Oh, it is that, yeah. Nobody would do a speech by Doc Cotton but you.
Exactly. Did you hear it on speakerphone all right, Imran?
Yeah, I heard it.
Is not keeled over by the drama of it, then.
I think you're a star, Sophie.
Oh, he thinks I'm a star. Thank you.
I heard they're looking for a pumpkin, Imran.
Mother.
He's a vegan, isn't he?
I'm no actor, Sheila.
Neither is she.
Do you want me to do it again?
No.
Do you really think I'm a star, Imran?
Yeah, defo.
Oh, and you're only hearing it over the phone too. I do all the facial expressions.
She really does.
Yeah, she does.
You knew it was Doc Cotton then?
Oh, yeah, it was brilliant.
Must be a bad line.
But why have you made a South African?
To Hull and Back by Lucy Beaumont. And this will be our year, took a long time. Thanks for helping me with the audition, Jean. Oh, this could be the first step on a path to who knows where.
Oh, bloody ridiculous, I'm telling you.
At least I'm reaching for the stars.
Well, why does you reaching for the stars mean I have to wheel an old washing machine down Allenby High Road?
I'm doing Doc Cotton. I have to bring them into our world. Now, give us one of your ciggies to hang out my mouth.
I don't smoke, Sophie. I'm vaping now.
How am I meant to do Doc Cotton without a fag? Oh, well, give it here.
It's flavoured.
Oh, what is it?
Steak and kidney pie. Sophie, all those other lasses waiting to go in are practising Disney songs. No one's wearing an house coat or rollers in their hair.
Don't worry about that, Jean. I'm an artist. They'll recognise that.
Don't do it, Sophie. Don't go in there. Being in a panto won't make much difference.
Tell that to Cannon and Ball. Now, pass me that walking stick.
Next.
Here we go, Jean. Hiya.
Yes, did we order a washing machine?
It's for my audition. We found it in a skip. Thanks, Jean.
Oh. Yes, of course. And you are?
Sophie Ormeroyd, the first.
The what?
I'm the first Sophie of the Ormeroids. I think I'm the first. I've been doing my family tree. I can only go 4 generations and then you have to pay.
Yes. Right, yes. Of course, yeah. Give your sheet music to Betty. Which key is it in?
Pardon?
What key is your song in? Or are you doing a cappella?
No, I'm doing Wham, Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go.
Yeah. Oh, dear. Sorry, right. What dance training have you had?
Skegness, 1990.
Is that an affiliated dance school?
Butlins, Dave Disco Dancers. Oh,
yeah. Yes, of course, yes, Butlins. Well, thanks for entertaining us, Sophie. Off you go. There's always one.
Don't you want me to do my acting monologue?
Oh, you have a monologue. And where's that from?
EastEnders. Doc Cotton.
Of course, I should have guessed. Well, thanks for cheering us up, but we need to cast this show sometime this century. Next!
Oh, I'm so tired, Jim. They want me to be strong.
Next! And don't forget your washing machine.
That was quick.
They don't hang about in the theatre world, Jim.
I knew it wouldn't go well.
Excuse me, it couldn't have gone any better.
You got a part?
I got the part. You're looking at the next Cinderella.
Sorry she's not here, Pat. She's, well, She's in rehearsals all week for Cinderella. Her boyfriend's coming up tonight. Think she's hoping to impress him with loads of showbiz tales. He gets excited over courgettes, so shouldn't be too hard. Sheila, will you answer the phone? You're the receptionist.
It's car boot tomorrow, Jean. I'm making abstract Frida Kahlo-inspired jewellery.
Who?
You know, the Mexican lady with just the one eyebrow.
What are you making them out of?
Pipe cleaners. Kirk Heller Ladies Golf have got a stall near mine and I want them to see that I've got a creative flair.
With pipe cleaners?
Yeah. It's a conversation starter. I followed the secretary of the golf club into the cafe at Marx's and she was very excited that my daughter's been rehearsing for the role of Cinderella. She said they get a box at the theatre every year, so I'm so close to being invited along.
I can't take another week of this.
I wish you'd stop that. She's a star. I gave birth to a star.
Sheila, answer it.
Yes. Hello, this is You Look Nice. Have you had your hair done by Sophie Salon? Sheila speaking. You want a fringe cutting? What size nose do you have? Yes, you heard me right. Above average? A honker, then. So what I say is this. What do you think of when you see one of those shire horses with a fringe? You think long face. But without the fringe, you think, oh, lovely ears. So basically, what I'm saying is you frame your own insult. So I just, oh, she's gone. Honestly, customers are so tricky these days.
There you go, Pat, all done. Settle up next week when you're back for your beehive and bumfuck.
I'm back.
Sophie, my Cinderella, sit down.
How's rehearsals?
Exhausting. Do you know, I might have to give up the role.
Yeah, give it up. That's kind of you, Sophie.
Oh, shut up, both of you. That's ridiculous. We just need to keep your energy up, Sophie. I've got you one of those little sachets of hot chocolate.
Oh, hot chocolate. Can you not have the water boiling hot?
Yes.
And can you mix it into a paste first?
Yes.
And then can I have just over half a cup so it keeps really chocolatey?
Do you want to do this yourself? Of course. Back in a tick.
So, Sophie, what are the cast like?
Oh, nice people.
And the director?
Nice, yeah. Have you been to the sinks, Jean?
Not yet. Who's playing Prince Charming?
Oh, I can't disclose that yet. The paparazzi might hear. Are the curling tongs switched off?
Stop changing the subject. What songs do you sing?
Oh, you wouldn't have heard of them.
You are Cinderella, are you?
I am.
Page 4, Old Daily Mail this morning. Gemma Roten from Emmerdale, she's Cinderella.
I don't believe it. They've taken the part from underneath my nose.
Sophie.
Jean, I never got the part. I never got any part. I didn't even get that villager number 3 and they only have to carry a bucket.
Where have you been all this time then?
Watching them rehearse through the window. Then when I got moved on, I sat in a laundrette. They like me Doc Cotton speech.
Here's your hot chocolate, Sophie.
Thanks, Mother, but I don't feel like it now.
Why? What's wrong?
I'm not Cinderella, Mother.
Oh, you're doing that thing they do, you know, like Meryl Streep, to get yourself out of the role. You're shedding off the layers of the character.
No, I'm not Cinderella. I'm sorry, I didn't want to tell you. I think I'll just go back to what I'm good at, hairdressing.
Well, you're not good at that either.
Sheila!
It's too late. I've told everybody you've got a lead role now. I was only on Radio Humberside this morning explaining what it's like to live with a demanding thespian. They wanted to talk about potholes, so I had a lot of persuading to do. Like to go back to that director and get him to reconsider and take the fruit bowl.
What?
Go on, dance with some bananas.
I can't, Mother. He'll have cast all the parts by now.
No, I'm not having that. Do you think Betty Davis would just have rolled over and taken it? No, what a dump. If the door of opportunity doesn't open, you kick it down.
Who's Bette Davis?
Oh, my idol. Right, now, leave it to me. You might not be Cinderella, but you shall still go to the ball.
No, Mother, I only wanted it so Imran would fall in love with me. Oh, no, Imran is arriving soon. I'm supposed to be meeting him at the station. We've arranged for it to be like the film Brief Encounter.
How's it going to be like that?
He's going to play the theme tune on his phone. Imran!
Sophie!
Oh, you're here. Oh, I like your chicken.
Thanks. This is Brenda. She's brilliant. But don't worry, it's not a patch on you. Oh, wait there, sorry. Let me get the tune on my phone. Right, OK. So let me just walk back up to you.
I don't understand.
You said you wanted to meet me in the train station for it to be like Close Encounters.
No, Brief Encounter.
Oh, does that have an alien in it?
No, is that what the mask is?
Yeah.
Thought it was a frog.
I feel a bit silly now, really.
We are not the only one. I didn't get a part in the panto. I wanted you to turn up and for me to have something really exciting to tell you about.
Don't worry, Sophie. Guess what? I've got something exciting to tell you. Hey, where's Brenda?
Brenda! Brenda!
Brenda!
She's there, Imran, on top of that man's pot noodle.
Oh, you are wicked. Bye, loves.
Psst. Over here, Mr. Director. Nigel.
Excuse me?
It's about a part in your panto.
I'm sorry. I've already cast the Ugly Sisters. But if I'd known you were available...
For my daughter, Nige.
I'm sorry. Who are you?
Sheila Ormeroyd. A very important person in this city. My daughter is Sophie Ormeroyd.
Dot Cotton! Oh, yes, of course. I should have guessed the connection. Do you always wear a balaclava, Sheila?
Only when I need to.
Now, look, if you think you're going to intimidate me into giving your daughter a part, you are wrong.
How do you know?
You think this is the first time I've been cornered in a dark alley? Try working with the crankies. I've been in this game a long time, love, and this always happens.
Directors have to be very careful, don't they? Quick slip of the tongue, you know, funny side glance. And, well, it is my responsibility as a regular caller to the Ritchie Show to voice any concerns.
Concerns? What do you mean?
Well, we don't know yet, do we?
Sheila, all the parts are taken. The fittings for the costumes are made, the lines are learned.
Well, you seem to be an artistic man, Nigel. I'm sure you'll find something suitable for Sophie, if you know what's good for him.
Ha! Who do you think you are, the Mafia? Well, sorry, Sheila. You're going to have to try it a lot harder than that. I work with Dale Winton.
Look, she may have two left feet, a mild speech impediment, and be only 5'1".
Look, I've told you there is... Hang on. Did you say only 5'1"? I might actually have something for her.
I've never been in a whole new theatre dressing room, Nigel. I thought there'd be more...
More what?
Clean.
Sophia. Do you mind if I call you Sophia?
Well, I don't mind. It's just I might get confused, seeing as that's not my name.
More cheese? Wine?
Oh, no, tart. I get very gassy. Acidic Salvi used to call me when I worked in a pickle factory.
So, Sophia, let me sit you over here. You must be thinking, now, why have I asked you back here after all these weeks? Well, a special part has materialised. Two people have dropped out, and my heart and my head said, Nigel, give it to that girl that turned up to an open panto audition with a washing machine on a trolley. Who was that lad that helped you wheel it in?
Gene.
Ah, yes. He'd be perfect. Of course. Your end is the complex part. You need poise, stamina, and, crucially, to be under 5'2". You're going to be the back end of a horse. Here's the costume.
Oh.
The theatre needs you, Sophia. The last pair dropped out with back problems, and we open next week.
OK, I'll do it.
Excellent.
I wonder if Judy Garland ever played the back of a horse.
Not in hell.
Then I'm a one-off.
You certainly are.
Sheila!
We need to talk.
Does it have to be now?
I've just been watching Pointless set next to a chicken. Did you bring it in, Dr. Doolittle?
Yeah, I've managed to rehome 200. Brenda was the last one.
Well, it sat on the remote. I want it out the house.
OK, sorry.
Sophie's still not back yet from seeing that director?
She's texted me. She got on the wrong bus.
She always does that. She forgets you have to cross over the road when you're going in the other direction. Did she say what part she got?
No, she didn't say. Is that everything, Sheila? Only I'm in the bath here.
And another thing. Sophie has only known you 5 minutes, Imran, but I've known men 65 years and nothing washes with me, Buster. OK? I've prepared her for a disappointment, but it's a jungle out there and I'm not having her swing from tree to tree. Do you hear me?
Yep. You're a mother, Sheila. I understand.
Well, what do you know about being a mother? I've got teeth marks in my right bosom.
Pardon?
Breastfeeding. It was her favourite one. She'd try and wrap it round her neck to keep her warm. I had a ferocious supply. The midwife had never seen anything like it. I could have milked the whole of Hull.
Right. What's your point, Sheila?
She's not ever to move out. Now, do you hear?
Oh, right. Because I, I found us a flat. Online. There's a beach nearby.
There aren't any beaches in Hull. And anyway, she can't afford a flat.
We'll manage.
Manage? You've got a shocking store, Imran. Living with a woman, it's like... Oh, it's like an emotional krypton factor.
What's that?
Oh, before your turn. She needs a mother. I'm not a well woman.
You're ill.
I will be if you take her away.
I want to be with your daughter, Sheila.
Well, before you can do that, you need a proper job, some decent clothes and a steady income, and you need to put some more bubbles in that water because I can see everything.
Right.
Right. Well, welcome to the family, Imran. I'll give you a week. Oh, and get rid of that chicken.
What do you think?
What? What is it?
It's a latex horse's head gene.
It looks like my uncle before his thyroid operation.
Why don't you try it on?
Because I haven't had a tetanus jab.
It only fits certain people.
Oh, don't try and make this all Harry Potter. You could do voodoo with that thing.
Put it on.
I've got a fat head.
It stretches. Please, Jean.
Why?
You're my best friend, Jean.
Oh... Go on, then. But don't be taking any pictures. Can I take it off now?
Jean, this is incredible. You've got the part.
What?
Welcome to the family.
What family?
Your new stage family. Is it itching?
Yeah, but I've got some cream now. I've had worming tablets, but it didn't really clear it up.
I mean, on your face are you itching?
Oh, right. No.
Jean, we are going to be the front and back of an os at Hull New Theatre.
Which one am I going to be?
What, do you think you've got an horse's head on?
No chance.
Look at the back end, what I'm meant to wear. The tail smells like hamsters.
Oh. I hate a performer, Sophie. Bloody hell, I can't even walk into Morrison's without blushing.
But no one would know it was you, Jean. And anyway, we'd only be on stage for 5 minutes.
Why do you want it so much?
Just need to know what it's like, standing on that stage.
Well, it's the same parquet flooring they've got at Guildhall. My Uncle Norris laid it. Why don't you ask him if he's got any in the warehouse? You could go and stand in there.
I want to do it for Imran as well.
Sophie, I've known you since the time I was thin, which must have been year three at primary. And I've been trapped in skips. I've wheeled your man pissed over a flyover, but I'm not going to be the front end of an os at New Theatre.
Thanks, Jean. I knew you'd come through.
Hello, Jean.
Oh, hiya, Imran. Wait there. Get down. Tommy, get down.
It's OK, Jean. You can open the door. I like dogs.
That's not a dog. It's my sister, Tammy. Go away, Tammy. It's for me.
I'm just inquiring if you'd like this chicken, Jean. Her name's Brenda. Sheila thought you would.
Oh, yeah, thanks, we will. Are you OK, Imran?
I think so. Sheila's walked in on me in the bath and told me she got a bite mark on her right bosom.
Good. Glad she's on her best behaviour. Good luck over there.
Thanks, Jean. I'm going to need it. Jean?
Yeah?
Am I doing the right thing?
You what?
Well, you know, me and Sophie, trying to be a couple. And Sophie's so busy with other things. And her mother's so... Well, you know.
I know. I don't know if you're doing the right thing, Chuck. You'll know, though.
Thanks, Jean. I am starting to wonder.
Keep the noise down, Sophie. Poor Imran's been waiting for you all day. He's fallen asleep on the couch watching that Godfather film. Oh, it's ever so violent.
Sorry, I've been getting my costume fixed.
Did you get the role of Cinderella back?
No.
What? Well, it better be something good after all I've done.
Sorry, I fell asleep.
Don't look her directly in the eye, Imran. She's in one of them moods.
You are not too old to get a good hiding, young lady. I got a smack across the back of the knees daily and it never did me any harm.
It did.
You've been gone hours, Sophie.
Sorry.
I wanted to talk to you, Sophie.
I can't talk right now, Imran. Jean's coming round. First night's tomorrow and we've got a lot to rehearse.
Oh, right. I might go to bed then. I feel a bit queasy.
Ooh. Did my mother cook for you?
Yeah. We had soup.
He feels a bit queasy, Mother.
Queasy?
You don't usually feel like this on a vegan diet.
Is it the beef stock? I sometimes get a bit jippy with that.
Mother, he doesn't eat meat.
It isn't meat. It's made with the bones. Would you feel better with a hot chocolate, Imran?
Hiya, Sophie. Hiya, Imran.
How's chicken Brenda doing, Jean?
Fine, she's just in the oven now. What? We're having her with chunky chips.
You are joking?
No, we couldn't be asked to do mash.
Shall we all have marshmallows in our hot chocolate?
Marshmallows contain gelatin. They boil the hooves, hides and connective tissues of pigs, horses and cows.
Are you having a nice time here, Imran?
Well, so far, Sophie, your mother watched me having a bath. I've had beef stock and Jean's eating chicken Brenda.
I know. Aren't you pleased we've all been on our best behaviour?
And you've been ignoring me all week, Sophie. It might just be best if I went home.
Jean, we need to rehearse.
What part did you get?
Jean and I are the horse.
The horse? No daughter of mine is going to be a horse. Listen here, you. I am forcing £7 off me to fit into a 50s wiggle velvet dress from Help the Aged, to sit in a box with the ladies' golf echelons. I want to see you up there, glittering, magical.
Not everything's about you, Mother.
Oh, that's rich. Well, if the fairy godmother doesn't get you a good role, then maybe a fairy godfather will.
I'm going to make that director an offer he can't refuse.
Who are you?
Sheila Ormeroyd. Have you forgotten already?
Sheila? How did you get into my hotel room?
With great difficulty. Thank goodness you're on the first floor, because with my joints it would have been a murder scene trying to shin up that drainpipe.
What are you doing here?
You've been in the game a while, Nigel.
I've never woken up to find somebody's mother at the end of my bed.
I thought you were from Cardiff.
So?
Do you have children, Nigel?
No.
Then let me fill you in on motherhood. Once you have been a mother, you would lay down your life for your children.
I'm going to make you an offer you can't refuse. Do you understand that?
Maybe.
You've heard of my family, Nigel. Johnny Fishhead and the Cod Wars of 58.
No.
We don't want to cause you any harm, Nigel. But my family was disappointed to hear Sophie is in the back end of an horse. She needs to look magical. You've seen her. She's dainty and fairy-like. Like her mother.
I told you. All the other parts have been given out. What's that smell?
It's battered cod. A message from East Yorkshire. It means Nigel Whitehouse sleeps with the fishes.
Oh, my. Well, as I keep trying to tell you, Sheila, but... Oh, my God! What's this? In my bed! Oh, my God, it's a horse's head!
That is exactly what you gave her, Nigel.
Okay. Sheila, I've got it. I've got an idea.
Have you?
Yes. Trust me, Sheila. You want something magical? She's going to look magical. See you at the opening night.
Mmm... made you into a unicorn.
Did you enjoy it?
Look at me. I've been crying into my strawberry ice cream. Tears of joy.
The horn kept falling off.
I know. You managed to upstage Cinderella. It was wonderful. Watching a unicorn put its own horn back on was one of the funniest things I've ever seen. And I've seen Beryl Cooper fall headfirst into the Humber. I got a thumbs up from the chair of Kirkella Ladies Golf.
Where's Imran?
Oh.
What?
He had to go. He said, well done. He didn't want to get in your way.
Where's he gone?
Oh, to catch the last train home.
Quickly, Jim, we might still be able to make it to the station. Imran!
I don't bloody believe it. Sophie, you've dropped your shoe.
That's his train. That's his train. The platform's empty. Oh, he's gone.
I'm sorry, sir.
Oh, it's over, isn't it? Oh, I was a fool, Jean. I got too distracted by the panto. I didn't pay him enough. Imran, you're here?
I couldn't leave.
Oh, I'm so sorry I haven't seen you. I got all swept up in showbiz land.
That's all right.
And I'm so sorry, Jeanette, Chicken Brenda.
That's all right.
And I'm sorry my mother was, you know...
That's not going to change. And I'm sorry.
What for?
Yeah, well, that exciting thing I wanted to tell you. I found a flat for us.
You did?
Yeah, it was by a beach in Hull. I even arranged us a viewing.
Wow.
Except it was in Hull, Massachusetts. I wonder it had a beach.
Oh, don't worry about it, Imran. Come on, let's go home.
Okay.
Oh, listen to him, Jean. Don't you love a happy ending?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not losing a daughter after all. I'm gaining a son that's just as stupid. Chicken dippers for tea.
I'm vegan, remember?
Oh, yes. I'll just do you half a portion then.
To Hull and Back. Welcome to the Family was written by and starred Lucy Beaumont, with Maureen Lipman, Kerry Marsh, Shane Zaza and Mike Bubbins. It was produced by Sam Michelle and is a BBC Studios production.